You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Our Thanksgiving food draft coming up in 15 minutes. We'll tell you whose Thanksgiving you want to attend. Or you'll tell us which Thanksgiving you want to attend based on our food draft. I would say already Keys, because he's real into preparing the food, Jay. Like, he takes that personally.
No, man, ain't no Boston Market at the crib, man. We ain't doing that. We ain't ordering no turkeys from restaurants and doing all that. No.
Good morning. Good morning. One thing you could order, although it gets a little soggy, is fried turkey. Because if you try to deep fry a turkey, you burn down the house. Like, you got to do it in the backyard, in the middle.
You need space for everything. Max, if you're concerned and worried about burning down a house, you probably should be deep frying a turkey.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. So what do you? How do you get it? If you order it, it comes not as crispy and good.
Key, last night, my mother-in-law sent me a picture of the pumpkin pie, just doused him in Cool Whip, and said, "For you, Jay, I know you want it. I'm dreaming of Cool Whip days." This is why I can't do it. It is all right, though. It's okay. It's just not preferable.
I mean, you got to look, man.
It's not preferable.
There's certain things
it's okay,
that you have to do to kind of appease your family and friend. You know, you take a bite of it. And you have a cup of water, and you take one chew, you swallow, and you
put it to the side and move on.
And no, you just full. I ate a lot. I'm good. You know, because there's going to be some dishes there that you take a look at, and people waiting to see if you're going to stick the fork in them dishes that they brought over. And you're going to just enough to appease everybody, make everybody comfortable.
Take
man.
A little taste, act like, you know, you're happy with it.
I know my dog's going to be sick the next day, because I'm definitely, here you go, Denzel.
Because it'd be some
stuff. Go ahead, Denzel. Go ahead. There you go, Denzel. Just go, there you go.
I done been in some places with some stuff, man. Oh, man, I'm going to tell this story real quick. And I may have told it before, but not to you, Max. It was a football. So we're going to play. We're playing on a Sunday. It's not Thanksgiving, but it's that leading up to that. We are traveling to Miami. We get to the hotel. So the whole while, my teammate, all week long, bragging on his mother's cooking and everything, right? So this is how it goes. When you check into the hotel, you typically check in, you go up, you put your bags away, and everybody scrambles to go to dinner, to find food, restaurants, whatever the case may be, when you get to the hotel before curfew. So this particular teammate, mom had catered everything that she cooked downstairs in the big ballroom. So we like, oh, okay, cool, because he'd been bragging about the food the whole time. So we thinking, oh, it's going to be, it's so legit. So this messed up, though, Jay. If people get their food, go upstairs to their room, whatever, you know, all of a sudden, within 10 minutes, the elevators is just slammed with people going downstairs to go out to eat dinner.
Because
the food was so nasty. That was messed up.
And
felt
the teammate
so
was proud of his mom's cooking, too.
Max. Man. Oh, my God.
I can't even hear that.
I felt so bad, man.
See, when I was growing up on Thanksgiving, now, my mother, who's definitely not listening, was not the cooking was not her forte. Let's just put it that way, all right? And so I used to push the food around the plate, and then my best friend uptown, his sister would always, who was older, would always have, you know, soul food Thanksgiving, right? So I'd push the food around the plate until, okay, and then stay like an hour and a half, and then like, all right, Ma, I'll see you later. Hop on the train, go uptown, and have my real Thanksgiving meal, you know? So there are certain dishes that were present uptown that were not present in my mother's Thanksgiving, like you guys, I overheard sweet potato pie versus pumpkin pie. Sweet potato pie, for example.
Yeah, if your mom can't really get down, don't brag.
Yeah, right.
Don't do it.
So it's gotten even worse in Chicago, guys, from where we left off yesterday. Report from Patch.com said that Matt Nagy, Chicago Bears head coach, he's still the Chicago. Hold on, let me check. Yeah, he's still the Chicago Bears head coach, as far as I can tell. Matt Nagy would be fired after the Thanksgiving Day game against the Lions. Here is Coach addressing that report.
Matt, there's a report today that you've been informed that this will be your last game as president.
That is not accurate. You know, I have not, I have great communication with ownership, with George and Ted and Ryan, but I have not had any discussions.
They're chanting fire Nagy at Bulls games, guys. Bears games, obviously. But yeah, even his son's high school football game, Key.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall, man. He knows it. He can feel it. We all feel it. We're not even in Chicago, but we feel it. Look, they're certainly not getting ready to say, oh, here's a 10-year extension. No, they're going to part ways with him. When they actually do it, I don't know. But if they did it right now, what does that do for a young quarterback is why I would be concerned with. How does that, you know, because at this point, if they fired him tomorrow after the game, in however many games they got left, it could be a blessing for Justin Fields, because what happens in these situations is when a guy gets fired, the head coach, the assistant coach it's like a release to a degree. They start to use their minds and become creative, and they don't have to answer to the head coach anymore. They kind of all start to work together even more than they did before. I've seen this happen where a head coach gets fired, and then all of a sudden, everybody is like, whoa, man, he gone out the building. We getting ready to start cooking. We see that all the time.
I would just say what it does is if you were to release him or let him go after this game on Thursday against the Lions, it sends a message to your locker room, Key. It sends a message to your players that, hey, look, we talk a lot about ownership, presidents admitting to fault. And sometimes to the worst of things, they double down or they triple down and say, let's just finish the season. As a player, if I see that ownership or that the GM or the president recognize that this person hasn't been putting us in the best position to succeed, which means that we're 31st in total offense, we're 32nd in passing offense, we're 29th in scoring, then it sends a message to me that, okay, this is a part of an organization that sees it. They get it. They understand. Now, what do we make with our next decision? That's another question I have. But at least I see that you're starting to understand we need to do things differently in order to have better results. That's what I say as a player.
The question I have, obviously Nagy's days are numbered, right? The question I have is, like, Justin Fields, and I want to say Cap said this, right, on this show, is the most important draft pick. Was it Cap said most important?
Dan Orlovsky.
Dan Orlovsky. I agree with Dan about this.
Justin Fields was the most important draft pick in Chicago Bears history.
Before the draft, because I knew the Giants weren't going to draft him, I was stumping before the draft for the Bears to trade up for Justin Fields, or Trey Lance if he was there, but Justin Fields was the guy I had my eye on, right? Because I think he can be great. And I think a lot of people think that watching him. He can be great. He has greatness in there. As Mike T says on this show and in other places, the talent sets the floor, character sets the ceiling. So he's got a high floor and a high ceiling, Justin Fields. Guys, you got to bring in the right coach for Justin Fields, right? So, Key, my question to you, he's very young, but it's got to be the right fit. Do you solicit any input from the young man himself about the head coach?
No. No, I don't solicit any. He's too – I mean, no. I would like to maybe have him have a conversation at some point in time with whoever's going to be working with him from a head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback standpoint. But his decision – observation is not going to sway my decision on who I hire as a head coach or offensive coordinator or quarterback coach at all. What has to happen in this instance is whoever the general manager is, whether it's Ryan Pace still or somebody else, when Matt Nagy is let go, if he's let go, whatever the case is, he's still a head coach there for now. They cannot hire a head coach who doesn't have a mind of his own. What I mean by that is don't hire a head coach who's going to allow his agent to pick the coordinators and the position coaches for the offensive staff, defensive staff at all. Because what happens in this league and leagues in general, it happens in the NBA as well. Agents pick these coaches for their head coach that they represent. They represent offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators and position coaches. They say, hey, hire Max because I represent Keyshawn, so we should hire Max too. And we should hire Jay because these – no, don't do that. That's the wrong way to do it. They need a strong head coach who's going to pick his own staff and knows what he needs to develop that young man.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, Jay.
Yeah, I agree with Key on the staff. I would say, frankly, here's how I would lead. I would solicit Justin Fields' opinion. I agree with Key that I don't need to listen to his opinion, but I want to give off the feeling to him that you are the future of our organization and that I do want to hear how you think about it. Now, whether I decide to take your opinion and utilize it, which you can be direct with him about that, is up to me. But just involving him in the process so he can understand what goes into that, I think is a huge step in how you build a fortified front with your starting quarterback.
You've got Bears-Lions on Thanksgiving. I'd actually rather watch a bear fight an actual lion on a nature show, I think. But that's not the biggest football game in Michigan this week. Ohio State-Michigan in Ann Arbor is the hot ticket, brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Bears thought they won first round of the NFL draft, and they traded up to get Justin Fields. We'll tell you who wins another draft. That's next. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, all guests on the Goodyear Hotline. It is time for our Thanksgiving food draft. Evan, would you like to explain the food draft rules?
Yeah, food draft rules are easy. You know, one turkey, you guys can draft a bunch of sides, snake draft, four rounds. And then, you know, Alan, Pat, and I will say, you know, which one we want to attend. And then, you know, we'll take callers and they can say which ones they want to attend.
So I want to be very clear about the turkey, meaning once turkey is off the board, it doesn't matter the preparation of the
correct.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Now, is there, but there's a ham, there's a whatever, right? Like, okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Like,
got
the comp I used was in the draft, there was only one Trevor Lawrence. Like, you couldn't take multiple Trevor Lawrences and, you know, the Jets would ruin him and the Jaguars wouldn't. Like,
right,
there
it.
Was one,
understood.
One Trevor
understood.
Lawrence.
All right.
There was one turkey.
All right, so round one, you want to MC this draft, or should I?
Sure, yeah, we'll go round one. Also, just keep in mind when you call in and say which one you want to attend, not only do you have to eat their food, but, you know, you have to be around them. So just keep that in mind. Max, you're up first. Mm-mm. You're the first pick.
I love the
first pick in the Thanksgiving, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Thanksgiving draft. Team Max selects deep fried turkey.
Man, you lying. You don't eat no deep fried turkey.
Oh.
Jay Williams is on the clock.
I get down on the deep fried turkey.
With the second pick in the draft, because I'm always the damn second pick in the draft. Damn it. Again, Key, this is how they do me. I'm going to go with the honey baked ham. Got to have some meat. Honey baked ham. Kick things off. There you go.
Keyshawn, you're on the clock. Two picks.
Two picks for Key.
I'm going to go with a nice tri-tip. Yeah, nice piece of beef, tri-tip.
Okay. I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Go again.
You, you get the first pick.
No, I'm thinking in round two, macaroni and cheese with no breadcrumbs whatsoever on top.
Facts. All right. I'm next up.
Do you guys want to hear from an NFL player who finds mac and cheese disgusting?
Yeah, by the way, I read this. Yeah.
Yeah, let's work some sports into this food draft. Here's Matthew Judon. Finds mac and cheese disgusting. He's not talking about his quarterback.
We got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm going up. I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house. Every time I try it, it's the same thing, and it's disgusting. What? If you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese.
What? See, Key, I don't know who's preparing his mac and cheese.
But not only that, he said it's cheese and noodles. Those are two delicious things. What's he talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea. What? Yeah, Judon's a different type of character. I have no idea what it, yeah. He's at the wrong, he's going to the wrong restaurant is what it is.
Cheese and noodles, you can't even get that wrong.
What?
All right, Jay, you're on the clock.
All right. I got to go there. I'm going to go with the candy yams. I got the honey baked ham, and I'm going to go with the candy yams to match it up.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
You about to roll over.
All right, last pick in the second round here, Max. You have two picks. You're on the clock.
I'm going with stuffing, and then I'm going with gravy. It's going to be a dry Thanksgiving at Jay and Key's house.
So gravy is – all right, interesting.
Or does gravy not count? I'll take something else.
Oh,
if gravy.
No, gravy is most definitely. Yeah,
okay, so I got my deep-fried turkey, I got my stuffing, and my gravy.
All right. I'm going to go with the collard greens. Yeah, we got some greens at the crib. Mm-hmm. Honey-baked ham, yams, collard greens.
Oh, Jay's putting it together.
Uh-huh. You see it?
I'm going to go with some French string beans with shallots and mushrooms in a garlic light olive oil saute.
All right, you got complicated gravies.
Yeah,
we got it.
How many picks we got there?
What?
Got
a lot of no, I'm telling you what the ingredients is.
He's a gourmet chef.
Y'all want to mess around. Y'all. The problem with you, Jay, you going somewhere, they going to steam the string beans.
Well, I didn't know I had to give descriptive detail on how we going to cook it.
Key is there with a little truffle oil and some Sauvignon Blanc. high society.
Key's the coach who makes the draft pick and then tells us how he's going to use them on day one. Yeah. Don't
and
over-explain
then, and then with my final pick, I'm going with a Hennessy XO.
Oh, damn.
Just everybody, it's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a good choice.
That's a good pick, man.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice. All right, with my fourth pick, I'm torn because a part of me wants to keep the meal going, but then I love dessert. I love dessert. So I'm going to add a dessert because I got a sweet tooth. I'm going to go with the peach cobbler.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to go with the peach cobbler.
Thank God, because my plan.
Oh, thank God.
But can I ask you a question, Jay?
My plan was also dessert. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it fresh peaches or is it canned peaches?
Canned peaches, Key. Canned peaches.
Let me see what. Key's got the tri-tip with what else? What else Key, with the mac and cheese.
Don't try to worry about what I got.
and the string beans.
Keep Key's name out of your mouth. Focus on yourself,
somehow,
Max.
See, now here's my dilemma right now. This is the last pick. Do I go dessert? But see, I only got the stuffing and the gravy. I'm going to have to sacrifice dessert, and sweet potato pie is my, like, I have to have it. Did anyone take in sweet potatoes?
No.
All right, so I'm not going to get the sweet potato pie. I'll do the, but you took candied yams.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to go sweet potatoes.
It's the same thing as
candy yams, man.
They're a little different. Yams, all right, does that not count? I need a ruling on this. I can't do sweet potatoes. Has anyone taken mashed potatoes?
No.
No. It would be nice with the gravy because you got
the gravy. You're forcing me into mashed potatoes if I can't take sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I know. I'm for sure not coming to your house.
Definitely not coming to Max's
crib. For sure not. You ain't got a green nothing.
All right, with the fourth. No, there's nothing green. I can't. If I wanted the gravy, I had to sacrifice the green. There's nothing green. Do I do mashed potatoes? I'm not allowed to do sweet potatoes. I want a ruling on this,
you
Evan.
You can't do sweet potatoes. Candy yam, sweet potatoes, same thing.
No, they're not the same. They're similar.
It is the same.
Yates, can someone give me a ruling?
Here, let me help you out here, Max.
They're the
If you were smart right now, you'd go sweet potato pie because that substitutes for the yams as well as the sweet potato.
Yeah, I know, but it's like I'm looking at my plate. Yep, you know what? You're right. I am going sweet potato pie. I could stick a plate. It's not as sweet as some other stuff, so I could stick it on the plate, and that could almost be like the carb, and I got a dessert.
So
I'm going sweet potato pie.
I think yams and sweet potatoes, they're different enough.
They're different, I know.
Oh, my God.
I think they're different.
But you know what? To avoid a controversy, I will go sweet potato pie.
This is cultural.
That's the fourth pick.
This is cultural.
But I got a full course meal there for you, though. I got green beans. I got mac and cheese. I got a meat for you. And you're going to wash it down with the Hennessy XO. I'm surprised none of y'all even thought about the drink. What y'all going to drink? Water out the faucet?
Water, yeah.
Not water.
I mean, you're going to have all these people listening to Frankie Beverly and Maze drinking water. That ain't going to work,
Gates.
You got
no choice. He took Hennessy.
What are we going to drink? If he's taking a liquid, that means that we're drinking water, brother. That's how it is.
Yeah. How are you drinking water, Jay? Yeah. Look at Jay.
I thought the drink was a completely different
category. You know
what
it is? We needed more rounds of this. Four is not enough.
Thanksgiving.
You can't put it
again.
I got to say, though, I'm very impressed.
Just food, not alcohol.
I'm very impressed.
Man, it's part of the category. I took a kicker with my fourth pick in the fourth round with my first pick. Basically, I took a long snapper. You guys decided to continue to go for quarterbacks and receivers. I said I needed a long snapper.
You're right.
So I took a long snapper.
But you don't have a dessert, though.
I don't need a dessert.
Hennessy is
the
dessert. I got
to
say, considering you guys.
You don't have to call it Hennessy. You just call it Henny.
Considering you guys did not get turkey, I'm very impressed. I thought once you didn't have turkey, and I got the gravy too, but you guys somehow put together like actual meals.
Now, I've had a lot of Thanksgivings without turkey, man.
Turkey's my least favorite thing.
I know. I love turkey. I love deep fried turkey especially. But I would take any kind of turkey. As long as I got gravy. You need
to go around the room. Yates, who's your attending?
I'm going to Key's crib, man. The Henny. Yeah.
See, but that's not. Come on, Yates.
Bring me home.
Sorry, Jay. Where Yates is going. That's where he wants to go.
Key has a good dinner, but he doesn't have a good Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to go with Max's because it's the only one that's actually a Thanksgiving meal.
Right. Wait, hold on.
What's up, Jay?
Where have you ever been?
I'm hanging out with Jay.
Where they didn't have macaroni and cheese and green beans and a beef, even though they have ham and turkey. What Thanksgivings have you ever been to?
Every Thanksgiving I've ever been to, man.
Really?
I got turkey, stuffing, and gravy. That's
really?
Basically Thanksgiving.
I am shocked that Evan is the only one that wants to come to my Thanksgiving. I'm shocked.
Got me with the ham, man.
Yeah. I wish I would have known
ham,
the alcohol kick that
ham,
he got
candy,
on.
Yams. You know what, Jay? I'll bring the alcohol.
Thank you.
We'll be all set.
Hey, you know what? Y'all bring the alcohol to my party. That's what I want y'all to do.
Jay, your dinner is like made by Willy Wonka, though. You got like honey ham and candied yams and peach cobbler.
Hey,
like,
Pat,
I got a sweet tooth.
I'm gonna have to go to the dentist after this. You're on the verge of being
disrespectful, Pat. And that's the same way I feel
right
about Max's.
Be careful,
Max's,
Pat.
Max's, it feel like on my throat, I'm going to need water because I'm going to be dry.
That's why I got the gravy. Hold on. Deep fried turkey, not regular turkey. That's juicier. Plus the stuffing and the gravy. That's basically Thanksgiving.
Hold on, y'all.
If you don't like that, you just don't like Thanksgiving.
I got to address something. Yates, Key, I need y'all help on it. Pat, don't be disrespectful calling our culture Thanksgiving meal Willy Wonka now. You're crossing the line. Be careful, Pat.
I'm just calling
just
you
know
Willy
what,
Wonka.
Know what energy you're bringing to the table.
No, you got a lot of sweet stuff, though. He's right. Everything is glazed and sweet.
Yeah,
you got
I'm
a sweet
diabetic,
tooth.
Man.
I'm going to have to
bring insulin and all that. I know if I go to Key Crib, the Henny means the playlist is going to be crazy. So
all that. Man, come on, man. And Pat, what you talking about? Wait till you see the spread tomorrow, man. You talking about you ain't never been to a Thanksgiving that had turkey, ham, and a beef?
You had like 47 ingredients in green beans.
No, you get shallots and mushrooms. You add shallots and mushrooms with your French green beans. You got to have a little garlic and olive oil.
Keep it going too deep into it. That's the key knowledge of
y'all. But you know what, though, Pat? Much like I told Jay, You want steamed green beans. I know what you're working with, or canned ones. I get
put,
it.
Just put gravy on it like everyone else.
Can't, oh, I got God. The gravy.
Well, yeah, because Max has all the gravy.
I took all the gravy. That was actually a strategic for move to try to make their dinner dry.
Yeah.
That was a strategic move. Scarcity issue.
What is your drink on Thanksgiving, though?
After Thanksgiving, like I really will drink like water or seltzer or something. Then after the meal, I have but my thing is light beer because that way, you know, it like I had a very heavy meal. I need something to cut through it. So usually light beer.
I'm going old fashions all day.
You're going hard
all day.
Yeah.
But see, you can always with the Henny, the XO. The XO is like the top of the line. So you could go just regular there, but you can always mix things up as well if you choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of my liquor, though, Jay, it's like the bar.
Give me the whole bar.
I was thinking about this last night, yesterday, as I did the Cincinnati show for Cincinnati Radio yesterday, ESPN Cincinnati. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, damn, I messed up by saying I'm going to work on Friday. Because I already know I got to go to bed by 7 o'clock, which means I'm not going to bed by 7. So tomorrow when I come in, it's a must listen, I'm sure, because you know how you try to get away from your friends and they tell, oh, man, you can go later. Don't even worry about it. Call a car service to take you. All that sort of stuff. They just not going to allow me to get out and do what I want to do.
Okay, plus, I'm going to tell you right now, Friday, I'm going to wake up hungover, and I'm tuning in. I'm tuning in on Friday.
I'm going to be sleeping right through that. The bar is going to be flowing, I promise you that.
I'm going to be sleeping right through that. Listen, Key, also, the way you cook and as much food and liquor as you're going to have at your Thanksgiving, you're going to want to go into a coma after that.
He's just talking about the Henny XO, but you cook with alcohol too now, so it's it's the combination of all of it.
That should burn off.
I'll be making a strong Costco run this afternoon.
Yeah. All right, whose Thanksgiving do you want to attend? That's after SportsCenter.
But defensively, he has been the man. Look at that move!
Oh, come on, America! America, get the Notre Dame! Chet Holmgren, are you serious? Wow! We're talking a type of daddy, a kid out of high school. 7 foot. He is not your normal 7-footer.
Dickie V is back. The great Dick Vitale with Dave O'Brien on ESPN. His freshman Chet Holmgren put on a show. 15.6 boards, 4 blocks in top-ranked Gonzaga's 83-63 win over number 2 UCLA. It was Vitale's first broadcast since being diagnosed with lymphoma. Best wishes, of course, to Dickie V, and great to see him back. In college football, Cincinnati made history when they moved into the top 4 of the latest college football playoff ranking. The Bearcats are the first team from a group of 5 conference to make the top 4 ever. Ohio State moved from 4th to 2nd, right behind Georgia, as their impressive win over Michigan State put an exclamation point on how impressive that offense is. Alabama's ranked 3rd. And Penn State head coach James Franklin has agreed at Penn State and head coach James Franklin have agreed to a new 10-year contract. The new deal, which will keep Franklin in Happy Valley through 2031 season, will pay him $7.5 million annually. His buyout will start at $12 million prior to April 1st, 2022, and decrease in increments at certain points afterward. Someone's talking about these stories throughout the day here on ESPN. SportsCenter is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. All on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Download the podcast. Whose Thanksgiving do you want to attend? Mine or Keys or J. Will? I have to say I'm very impressed with the way you guys worked around no turkey And then and I took the gravy. I'm like, oh, there, I got them now. But you both put together something like meals I want to eat.
I got them now.
But Max, what are you putting in? What are you putting in your gravy? You got some gizzard chopped up in there, fine. What are you putting?
I'm not
in
a gravy maker, man. I look like a gravy maker to you. Yeah, you're the gourmet chef. You tell me.
I don't.
You
ask
tell
what's
me
in
what
my
to put
gravy.
It in.
I just see.
All
it.
Right. Well, let's find out. Let's find out what the callers think.
Mo in Chicago. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. By the way, it's the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What's up, Mo?
What up, Mo?
Hey, what's up? I already know how you guys are doing, so I ain't going to even bother with that question. But between the yams and the sweet potato, there is a difference. Now, I watched this documentary on Amazon Prime called High on the Hog, and it showed how much of our food came from West Africa. So the yam is actually from West Africa. So when it's doing it, they couldn't transport it here. So they use the next best thing, which looks like a yam, which is actually the sweet potato, but two totally different vegetables.
I tried to tell him, but no one wanted to hear me.
I don't think you thought it was that deep, Max. Be quiet, man.
No. I didn't try to tell you where yams came
from. Africa.
I didn't try to tell you where yams came from. I tried to tell you they're two different things.
You done been a lot of places. You ain't been nowhere near West Africa. Boy, go to line two and get the next caller.
I'm not claiming to know where they came from. I'm claiming to know that they are two different things, and you two said no.
Lies, and more lies.
Learn history.
Next caller.
If only you two knew about West African history. All right. Michael in New Jersey. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, good morning, guys. I almost switched my pick when Jay said he's going to be serving old fashions, but I'm definitely going to Key's house, that's for sure. Hey, everyone knows that ham is the worst dish on Thanksgiving.
Now, ham is good on Thanksgiving. I disagree.
Yeah, honey baked is still. I'll thin slice a little piece.
Yeah, just a little piece. I mean, I'm
not a big porker either, but I'll take a little, a small little piece.
Come on, Yates.
Stop. I like a honey baked ham. I'm not going to lie. That's real good.
I mean, after the turkey, I didn't really know. You know, my brain isn't as detailed in the cooking scheme as Key's is. So I tried to go with the next best thing that I've had.
Honey baked ham is like after turkey. That's the meat dish that you think of on Thanksgiving.
I just can't believe I'm being put down for the honey baked.
See, I can always take the honey baked ham and break him all the way down, and I'm gonna have that for a week and a half. I'm gonna eat that a week and a half. I'm gonna have ham everything you think of.
Yeah, by the way, that my favorite part of Thanksgiving is actually the sandwiches the next day, because I'll put Thanksgiving between two pieces of bread. I'm talking about the turkey, the stuffing, the gravy.
All of it.
Cranberry sauce. I'll throw some everything.
I don't even get to the sandwich until probably the fourth day because I'm still working on the leftovers, the full course, the next day.
Yeah. Usually, you know what the thing is? A lot of times there's a boxing match, like a fight that weekend. So a lot of times I'm traveling to the fight. So I got to pack it up. And those sandwiches, boy, they travel.
About to put on a good 10 to 15 pounds.
You are not lying. Mm. Keep rolling with this? I think so, huh?
We taking another caller?
We taking another call? Mike in South Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Come on, Mike.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, baby?
What's going on, Mike?
I'm with Jay on the canned peaches, but I can't come to his house for Thanksgiving. I gotta go kicking with Max. The only thing you don't eat every year, all year, is dressing. So, and the turkey ain't regular; it's deep fried. You gotta have that juicy turkey.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get me some Jackson sweet potato pie and some deep fried turkey.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Thanksgiving,
the
right?
Deep fried turkey.
Yeah, deep fried turkey, but you can't have just, you got a deep fried turkey, you got to have other turkey to go with it, though, Max. You can't have because it's too dry, dog.
Max, let me ask you a real question.
You got to get something else.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really have deep fried turkey every Thanksgiving? Or did you just.
Not every Thanksgiving, whenever I can get it.
Did you just take that because you knew it would win people over?
No. Deep fried turkey is my favorite. The thing is, now I live in New York City now, right? It's hard to find. So what I started to do was order a deep fried turkey because you need like a backyard and a whole thing to do it. I started to order. The problem is by the time it gets to you, the outside, which should be crispy, is kind of soggy. But it is my number one favorite.
Okay. Right.
And my number two is sweet potato pie. But of course, gravy is a must, right? So I figured I would hoard the gravy from you and Key. And I'm very impressed with the way you guys worked around that. I have to admit it. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. one NFL coach's Thanksgiving dinner could be his last supper in charge, guys. Oh, that's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
If the Bears don't win in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, that'll be watching it all burn down.
Bears have never fired a coach midseason. I don't know that they do it on a holiday like Thanksgiving.
Why don't you just fire him before Thanksgiving? How about that?
Bears fans would be very thankful.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, Mark Silverman, co-host of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. One of my favorite songs of all time. But anyway, the point is, they got it right. They killed it on this. All right. Sylvie is on the Goodyear hotline right now. Good morning.
Hey, Max. How are you guys?
What's up, Sylvie? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, probably not doing as well as you right now.
Yeah, yeah. Just another crazy day in Chicago. Just another crazy day with our Bears.
What was the reaction on your show yesterday to the Patch.com report that Matt Nagy will coach his last game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's funny because any report wouldn't get the city up in a tizzy, but the guy who made the report is the guy who's won a Pulitzer in town. He's covered news for a long, long time. He knows how to work a story. So when someone comes out like that with those credentials, you sort of take it seriously. And where there's smoke, there's fire. The Bears have been really bad. The last time we saw our Bears was on Monday Night Football against Pittsburgh. They come out in that second half and everyone's like, Justin Fields has arrived. And then they come out in this game after a bye against the Ravens team that can't defend the pass. And they put up zero. Justin Fields gets hurt, they lose in heartbreaking fashion, and boom, we're off and running with another coaching controversy.
Given the Bears ownership group and how they operated in the past, having never fired a coach in season, would it be a surprise if they actually did do this, given, you know, it's the holidays, and would it be a bit of a surprise?
Yes, Keith, for sure. But here's how business is sort of changing with the Chicago Bears. It's sort of gone under the radar nationally. They purchased Arlington Racecourse, which they would probably like to build a brand new state-of-the-art stadium like they did in L.A. for the Rams and the Chargers. So all of a sudden, this family business where it's George Halas's grandkids running the team is now all of a sudden involved in big business with this stadium. And they've got a lot on the line here with the new stadium. So that business run differently in 2021 for the Chicago Bears. Firing a coach would be business done differently. But, Key, you mentioned the ownership group. And if they fire Matt Nagy, it's just another coach. And they're just going to bring in another coach who's going to fail. Because the coaches before this were John Fox, who failed here, And before him was Mark Trestman, who failed here, all after Lovie Smith. This goes higher, guys. This is higher than the coach. It's higher than the general manager in Ryan Pace. They've had the same president on duty for 23 seasons now in Chicago. And until George McCaskey, the grandson of George Halas, decides to go to the top and replace his team and restructure his team at the very, very top, I will be on your show next year. Cap will be on your show next year. Waddle will be on your show next year, talking about another crappy Bears football team.
Mark Silverman, co-host of Waddle and Sylvie, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Sylvie, I got to ask you then, so who should be the replacement for a guy like Ted Phillips? Because we've had a lot of callers call in here from Chicago and have echoed the same sentiment that you just stated.
Look, Jay, I go everywhere. I'm turning over every rock. I'm going to Peyton Manning, and I'm asking Peyton Manning, are you interested in running a football team like John Elway runs a football team or ran a football team in Denver? I'm going to Trace Armstrong. Trace Armstrong is a guy who played for the Bears, who has over 100 sacks in his career. He ran the Players Union. He's one of the most successful agents for coaches in the NFL. He's been to the bargaining table with owners. He knows how to hire coaches. He would be a football guy to run a football team. The key, Jay, right now is the Bears are run by George McCaskey, who admittedly says, I don't know much about the football business. Ted Phillips, who is an accountant, who doesn't know much about the football business. How do you expect two men who run a football team to hire the right football guy if they know nothing about football? So you got to get this right guy in place as president, who then will hire the right general manager, who then will hire the head coach, who then will develop, finally, the first franchise quarterback in Bears history.
It's amazing. First franchise quarterback in Bears history, really. And
think
it's
about
true.
That, Max.
I know.
It's crazy. Like, Max, it reminds me a lot of what went on your show when you were in town at the All-Star game, when you're here with First Take. I was there at Navy Pier. Mm-hmm. And you remember you had a loud, boisterous group of fans here with the nation watching Chicago, and they were chanting, "Fire Gar Pax, Fire Gar Pax," live on the air.
Yep.
And it was sort of embarrassing, but yet it got the attention of the Bulls. And what did the Bulls do, guys? The Bulls fired, or at least moved John Paxson off the side, fired Gar Foreman, fired their head coach, and now look where the Bulls are. A year and a half later,
right.
They're atop the
Sylvie,
East.
You're
because
right. And this is
they
why,
blew everybody out and started over.
This is why before the draft, I was stumping for the Bears to trade up to grab Fields. And by the way, I thought they'd have to jump up farther. They didn't. But they have a guy who's potentially a great quarterback. And now, Sylvie's right. Like, they must make the right decision from the top on down because it's going to have a trickle effect on how they surround him. And as Key, as you say, take care of him and bring him along.
Yeah, they have to do that. And Sylvie, when you look at it, Dave Kaplan suggested that Ryan Day, if in fact and when, because the coach has a job, so I hate to say he's gone, replace Matt Nagy, and Dan Orlovsky made a similar argument for Dan Mullen. Which direction do you think that the Chicago Bears should go when they make the decision to move on for Matt Nagy?
I'm open to all of it, Key. Look, I don't think you have to go in one regard, and I'm not of the belief that college coaches fail. I think a lot of head coaches fail. Matt Nagy was a football guy. He's failing. Robert Saleh with New York is an NFL guy. He's failing. So don't give me the college guys fail. I'm open to Ryan Day. I mean, who knows Justin Fields better than Ryan Day? The problem there that I think is Ryan Day has one of the best jobs in all of football. Forget the NFL. You really, really have to entice him. And if the Bears aren't run correctly, and if this stuff could go on with him in 3 years because they're not changing at the top, why would Ryan Day want to select the Chicago Bears?
Sylvie, real quick, I asked Key this earlier. I know he's a young guy. When they make the move with Nagy, though, and by he I mean Justin Fields, when they make the move with Nagy, will they give Justin Fields any input? Doesn't mean they have to follow it, but will they solicit his input?
I think you go everywhere, Max. Max, you go to your quarterback. I always am open. Now he's just a rookie, so but I am definitely open to what he wants and what he thinks will bring out his best talents. This is like what you were stunned by. The Bears have never had one. We've had a couple good ones. Jay was good, but we've never had a star quarterback. So you go everywhere. You talk to everyone, and I hope George McCaskey is doing that right now and is thinking bigger than just Matt Nagy.
You telling me the slash didn't work for you?
They all didn't work for us.
Nothing's worked in a long time.
It's a long time. And think about this. We're not talking about like some expansion team that got to the NFL in the 50s. We're talking about the team that started the damn NFL.
Yeah,
we're talking
ridiculous.
About the charter franchise of the NFL that's been around for 101 years. And we go back to the record books. We're talking about Sid Luckman.
We got 10 seconds. We got 10 seconds left in this segment. But Sylvie, 100% right. That's why I was stumping for the Bears to draft Justin Fields. It's enough already. It's about time. Thanks, Sylvie. One team's already made a change to their coaching staff. Is their quarterback next? Stay with us, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.